from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Sports, man.
Now, back to Stani and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, Toronto Raptors all-star guard Scottie Barnes intends to sign a 5-year max rookie extension. Could be worth $270. You'd rather have Scottie Barnes or Kuminga?
Scottie Barnes.
Okay. That's the other thing. I mean, here's the other issue the Warriors... Well, not an issue, but what do you do with Kuminga? Do you really want to pay him $140 million over the next 4 years and sign on the dotted line this offseason? You're answering the question with your silence. It's a tough one.
It is.
I know.
Because you don't know.
I know.
Much about, like, that might be also another reason that the Warriors want to try and clear some space or, you know, some roster room is because they need to figure out if they want to pay Jonathan Kuminga. Also, if they want to keep Moses Moody around. I mean, I think if they are trying to upgrade, if they do want a large-scale player this summer, then I think they'd be okay with just trading Kuminga and having someone else make the decision for them.
Well, that's something that I'm trying to put two and two together. And I know it's not easy in this situation, but if you're telling me that the Warriors haven't offered Clay a deal and they're thinking about picking up Chris Paul's option for next year, believe it or not, that tells me Kuminga is very much on the table. Do you make that connection at all?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
No. I mean,
why would the Warriors keep Chris Paul right now instead of, like, beat it? We got to start dealing with a cap.
Because you keep the salary slot.
Correct.
Like that, but you could still trade him later. I mean, you don't have to trade him this summer. It could be the deadline. It could be some other. I think if they keep Chris Paul around, it's because they're going to trade him. That's why I don't think that they will guarantee the contract on Friday. I think they're going to agree to move it to sometime in July, because then that gives them more time to survey the trade market. It gives them more time to figure out, for example, like if Paul George opts out and decides to become a free agent, then he's off the table. But if he opts in, or maybe he opts, you know, to try and put together a sign and trade with the Clippers, then he's on the table. So I just think the Warriors are keeping their options open, which is, again, if why I'm Klay Thompson, the first offer that I get, I might be inclined just to take. Because Why should Klay Thompson have to wait around while the Warriors twiddle their thumbs and figure out who else they can go and acquire? Unless, of course, they're selling that to Klay. Like, hey, Klay, we can't give you this money, but we want to bring you back. We want to have a competitive team. You're a part of that. And here's the starting five that you'll be a part of. Here's the top six in the rotation that you'll be a part of. Hypothetically, you know, we can envision yourself alongside Steph and Paul George and Draymond. We're also going to go and try and maybe move Wiggins for a center. And then this is our new starting five that you're going to be a part of. You just got to wait. Like, maybe there's a slight chance that there's a conversation there. But I also think that
Then what? Yeah, then what? Then all the money in the other teams is gone, and now the Warriors have all the leverage, even if they get all those things done. You know what I mean? Then what? Do they come back to Klay and say, I mean, I will give you 30?
No, I think the... Well, no, I don't think Klay's getting 30 from anybody.
I wonder. I still don't... I don't know. I mean, boy, I don't... What would you set the number at?
Klay Thompson?
Yeah. 25?
I think it's at like 20.
See, I would still take the over on that. But just it's just a hunch.
The Monk deal is interesting too, because I also think that one of the reasons he signed is because, like, if Malik Monk, who's in the midst of his prime, can't court a long-term deal, a long-term lucrative deal with another team, then I don't think there's a team out there that's going to be willing to give Klay, for example, the third year that it sounds like he's looking for. Like, I mean, maybe he could find a 2 for 50 or 2 for 60. But at this point in his career, he probably wants something a little bit longer because it's, in all probability, his last bag.
Let's go to Joy. Joy is in Texas. Hey, Joy, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you all for having me on. I appreciate it. Big fan of the show. I've been listening to all the discussions on all day on your radio show and everywhere else, and there's one premise that everyone is ignoring and not looking at.
Give it to me.
The premise is they don't want him back. He has worn out his welcome. He got maxed when he got injured, and then they saved his starting spot for 2.5 years. They were 30-9 when he came back. They were elite. Handed him that starting spot immediately. He's been upset with them ever since. Imagine the body language we see from the couch. Imagine being in the locker room with that dude. Imagine coaching him. And we already know he had to be sat down multiple times this season. He's supposed to be a veteran, right? He's seen veterans go to the bench and have integrity about it. He has had horrible body language. He's blaming fans. He's ripping on, you know, the media. They don't want him back at all. I guarantee it. And no one wants to even imagine this premise to be true. Look at the unfollowing them. They don't have an offer on the table. I mean, just look at it. You have to be objective about these things. I'm a fan of the front of the jersey, not the back. God bless you, Klay. You are amazing. But your attitude over the last 2.5 years erased it for me. I am so upset with this man for being so immature. And I'm telling y'all, they don't want him back. He wore out his welcome. I would not be surprised, and this sounds crazy, I would not be surprised if they renounce him if he takes too long to make his decision. Because the minute that he comes off the books, they are a healthy organization. That salary structure is great. They have all these assets to make trades.
I disagree, but that's all right.
It's close. It's close.
All right.
It's close.
Hey, Joy, good call. Great call. And I want to, hopefully he's listening after he hangs up. Because he's right. Nobody has said what he just said. But I have kind of indicated I am not convinced they want him back. Like, I think they're playing a game. I do agree with Joy in that they're trying to say something publicly that they really don't believe. Like, I kind of agree that they don't want him back, if for no other reason than they know the conditions or the money that he's going to be back for is going to hurt.
Well, I don't know if we can completely say they don't want him back. Well, I just think they want him back at their price. And that's generally not the way that you know, franchise legends are dealt with.
Right.
But to be fair, there's never been, you know, a group of three that have stuck around this long together that have commanded the amount of money that Curry, Clay, and Draymond have. So there's never really been a situation where you've had to expend all financial options to keep a band together, especially when they haven't made the playoffs. So, you know, I do think the Warriors want him back. I just don't think he's that big of a priority to come back.
Right. Not to the Warriors. 888-957-9570 is the number. This is from the Xfinity Mobile text line. Wouldn't Steph have had to sign off on the front office's approach to how they're handling Clay? Wouldn't Clay be even more upset about this? I think the Xfinity Mobile text line meaning that maybe Clay knows Steph doesn't want him back. I
also don't believe that.
Well,
he might not. He might be indifferent, but I don't think he's sitting there saying, "Clay, I'm done playing alongside you."
And here's what I don't believe. And this is where I think a lot of people are going to part ways with me. And I get it. We don't have to put it all in black and white. But we talk about how we're going to get this team back into contention as fast as possible. Why? Because of Steph. We talk about making drastic moves where you mortgage some of the future. We got to maximize Steph. Can I ask an honest question? But you tend to be, when I do that, a little snide. Goo actually answers me honestly. You tend to be a little snide.
What do you mean?
Is there any fear? And is anybody put into the equation that Steph Curry may become or start to become or is in the process of becoming the player he was in the second half of the season? Because if Steph Curry is that player, you can't make it all about him. Like, that's, I'm parting, like, if, so one part of me that gets to me is, because situations change, Draymond gets to get $100 million last year because you thought something unrealistic might happen, and now, what do you give? Clay gets hosed because they proved last year they weren't a championship team with Draymond Green?
Wait, what?
So, last year,
yeah,
they come off a 44-win season.
Yes.
Dre gets his money.
Yes.
Why?
Because they made the second round.
Okay. Because they still thought they were in their window, championship window, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they at that same place this year?
No.
And that, you could make a case, take all the personality out of it, personality out of it. That's why Clay's really getting hosed, is because they're not at the same spot this year as last year, right?
And he's the odd man out. For example, if Andrew Wiggins was a free agent, I think we'd be talking about the same thing, but no one would care because it's Andrew Wiggins. Like, if the roles were reversed and they had paid Clay $400 for $100 last offseason and Draymond was a free agent this offseason, they might have also dealt with it the same way. Like, it sucks because it's Clay Thompson. But because of the timing of it, he's the one that's due. Like, he's the guy that we're talking about. You know, you know what I mean? I mean,
no, I do.
If he was under contract, I think we'd also be well, how could you have 3 years left of Klay Thompson? You know, he's only shooting 38%. He's below his average for his career. Like, it sucks that he's the one, but that's also because of the rest of the contracts that they've handed out.
Correct. That I couldn't agree with you more. SG in California. What's up, SG? How you doing, man?
Hello. How are you guys doing? I'm a big fan of the show.
Oh, glad thanks.
To be able to talk to you guys.
Sure.
But I have a quick question that I want to throw at you guys. I've been hearing today all you guys talk about Clay and stuff. But I want to know this. I've heard pods being thrown around to see if he's going to start, but we've clearly seen last year that the problem with starting pods, F. Draymond, is there's no spacing. That's why Clay came back to the starting lineup. Because in the games that Pod started, yeah, they had better offense in some possessions, but clearly Pod wasn't being respected as a full three-point shooter. Teams were willing to give him threes because they know he couldn't make it at a volume that Clay could make it at. But second of all, unless the Warriors are willing to give up their youth in Kuminga, I don't see a pathway where they could even get Paul George. So if people could say, oh, we could leave Clay and somehow get Paul George or start Paz and Paz has a better future, I just don't see that right now because the Warriors are on one hand saying they don't want to give up their youth to trade someone like Kuminga. And second of all, I haven't seen anything from Paz to show that he's like a full-time respected starter, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you there, SG. If you're right, and I don't know that you're not, if the Warriors are kind of right now saying, you know what, it's probably going to be Steph and Pods in the backcourt.
Or Steph and Moody. I mean, probably one of those two.
See, this is one of those things I can argue both ways, because I believe what I'm going to say is I believe Clay could walk day one of free agency, and you say, we are going into this season with Moody and Pajemski fighting for the two spot. Like, I will not say, oh, you're worse then. I allow for that combination to be better than Klay Thompson. It's very possible. But if you're telling me that Pods is starting with Curry, are we like, how good can that team, how good is that? I like Pods' rookie year too, but Pods and Curry in the backcourt, and Trayce Jackson-Davis is still around. Draymond's still around.
So you're saying they're not going to be better? Like, you don't allow for the possibility of them
well,
to get better?
Well, let me ask you this. If they do no moves in the offseason except Clay walks,
they're in trouble. I think they will be worse than last year.
They could be. They might not be. Like, that's...
How would they be better, though?
Because
I'm not saying the solution is just to sign Clay blindly and run it back, but I just don't see how. Like, one of the reasons why I think Curry was the player he was after the All-Star break, and I know you're giddy to share these numbers, is because there was nobody else to help him. Like, yeah, I do think one of the reasons he had to do more and was because the whole season was on his shoulders. I mean, I think that's why they're trying to see if they can swing a trade for a player that has legitimate stardom is as much about improving the team as it is about making sure that Curry does not have to go through at an even older age the amount of work that he had last season.
Because
he clearly wore down.
If you're telling me that, here's I kind of look at it the other way. If I don't necessarily think, okay, if you think Clay walks and now the two-guard position is going to be Moody/Pajemski, and you say, well, they're worse, like you just did, right? Well, then you got to resign Clay, right?
Not if you have something else that you can pull off.
Like for a big boy.
Yeah.
Or a Paul George or somebody like that.
Or a few other serviceable players.
See,
if there's a way you can acquire a starting caliber center, there's a way that you can transform Andrew Wiggins into a better small forward. I mean, I think there are ways to get better without bringing back Klay Thompson, yes.
Yeah, I think there are too.
I think the Warriors are telling us there are ways to get better without bringing back Klay Thompson because they haven't put a contract offer on the table for him. They haven't. It doesn't sound like they've had a single phone call. Talks have frozen between the Warriors and Klay Thompson. That doesn't sound like somebody that they're prioritizing. Which also, if the Warriors thought that they could get better next year by just re-signing Klay Thompson, that report to me doesn't come out. Like, we don't hear that talks have frozen. We would hear that talks have advanced. That the Warriors are trying to maybe get Klay at this number. Or Klay Thompson's holding out for this. Now, there'd be more details to me of those conversations as opposed to Klay and Warriors just haven't spoken at all. Like, if they really thought that he was that much of a game changer.
Right. I'm with you.
We'd hear something.
Like, if this were 5 years ago or before his injury, he'd be getting the max right now.
Well, I mean, even if it's not the max, like we would just hear that, okay, so, you know, the Warriors want him at 2 years. Klay Thompson wants a third year. You know, maybe it's a player option hang up. Like there, you know, there would be something on the table. Even if it's, well, the Warriors are still willing to put Klay Thompson pen to paper for 2 years at $48 million. You know, the same offer's on the table as it was last offseason, Klay. It sounds like the Warriors have rescinded that offer.
Or haven't made a call one way or the other to reoffer it.
Well, as I'm saying, like, I don't think they want Klay Thompson at $24 million anymore.
That I don't know. Maybe they have put the same contract in front of him. And he said, "What do you think, I'm dumb? I didn't sign this last year." But there's just, and I don't want to make this about Steph Curry, but there, part of me, and I guess I'm in the minority here, but I don't know. I think there's a minority that doesn't voice this like I do because they're not on the radio. But just this whole idea that the problem is when I say this, people think I'm minimizing Steph. I'm not minimizing Steph Curry, but this notion that, I don't know, it just feels like this notion that everything you do is because of one player and we got to do it for 1 year, meaning, or two, like it's hard to rebuild or to change drastically in a year or two and think you can turn something around. And I'll say it again.
What about Dallas?
What do you mean?
I mean, Dallas missed the playoffs last year. They were just in the NBA Finals.
Okay.
That's a one-year turnaround.
Well, they also have two players who are better than anybody on the Warriors.
Yeah, but this
and
time
in their
last,
prime. But let's, like, come
this
on.
This time last summer, people thought Kyrie Irving, that was a terrible trade.
But Kyrie Irving is not going to age 10 years in 1 year. Like, that's what I'm saying. Are you really 37? Curry's going to be 37. You're going to have two 35-year-olds. Like, I don't know, man. And I get it. Well, what else are you going to do? But what I'm not going to do is look 2 or 3 years down the line. To hope next year is going to get better.
Well, then how can you? Okay, so if there's a chance in your world that that Curry is the same player that he was for the last couple months in the season.
Yeah, let's just.
Then how can you not try to go get him help? Like, what? Why do you think?
Because
he was,
then it's beyond hope, in a way.
Why do you think he was that player?
Because he's part of it. I know what you're going to get at here is the team stunk. Okay, part of it's he's 36.
No, that's a big part of it. I agree. But I think it's because at age 36, he wasn't able to maintain that level of play for 75 games.
Okay.
Okay, so if you make his job easier.
How? Like, who's
by getting
make
a better player?
Who?
Paul, I don't know. Like, one of these guys.
One guy is not going to make it significantly easier for Steph, I don't think.
Well, I think that's why Klay Thompson's not a priority, is because it's not just one person.
Yeah, I mean,
well, apparently Pajemski and Moody can just slot right in and you're going to be fine. So,
no,
just roll with that.
No, I think there's, why does it all have to be about next year? That's all I'm saying. That's the part I don't get.
I don't think it's just about next year. It's about what's remaining on Curry's career, his basketball life. Because
so, listen, I'll just
everything beyond that's dark, anyways.
Okay. Exactly. Like, people just, when dynasties come to an end, they just do, and it sucks. Because you have older players that are now making too much money, but you had to pay them to extend the dynasty, but they're not the players they were. And so, I'm sorry, I will say it. That was a big mistake re-signing Draymond Green last year. Like, it's a big mistake re-signing Draymond Green last year. You got that guy for 3 more years. Okay, now what? Well, now Klay comes up. What are you going to do with Clay? Like, if Clay's back, you still have the three most integral parts of your team in a way, but how can they possibly ascend, or like, are you anybody worried about injuries moving forward? Like, that's another thing that I think a reasonable GM would have to factor in. That if we're going to go to post with a couple with 37 and or 36 and 234 35, like, I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number. Yeah, you can tell. You can tell it's getting close. It's absolutely getting close. Free agency. 888-957-9570. What's the right move then, Steiny? Sounds like you're voting for a complete rebuild. I'll tell you what it is on the other side. But like any team at the end of a dynasty, there are no good choices. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.